我们在日常生活当中所要对付的罪。
Now we're going to study the third dreadful sins.
就是嫉妒。
Which is jealousy.
这个嫉妒就是对别人超过我们的地方，我们觉得很不好受，觉得很酸溜溜的感觉。
We envy those who are better than us. We are not happy with what the others who are better than us.
那这个嫉妒在我们生活中破坏力相当的大。
Jealousy, which is the third deadly sin, has a very serious impact.
对人际关系、对教会的同心都会有相当的破坏力。
Especially, it could damage the personal relationship, especially in the church.
而且对我们本身也没有好处。
It also does no good to us.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's study the first point.
嫉妒是属地、属情欲、属鬼谋的。
Jealousy is of the lust of the flesh, lust and Satan.
所以如果我们心中被嫉妒所充满，我们要非常谨慎。
If a person's heart is filled with jealousy, he has to be very cautious.
请看雅各书的第三章。
Let's refer to James.
The
Epistle of James, chapter 3, verse 14.
从十三节开始。
Let's read from verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就应该在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。这个属灵的智慧所带给人的是一种温柔，而且带给人在生活中充满着善果。
The spiritual wisdom bring us the fruit of that is the meekness of wisdom.
那十七节说，上头来的智慧是清洁的、和平的、温良的。
The wisdom that's from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle.
是充满着怜悯的。
Full of mercy.
所以这样看起来一个人如果被上头来的智慧、被神的智慧所充满，这个人心中不会有嫉妒的。
If a person is filled with the wisdom from above, and he will not have jealousy in his heart.
那十四节看起来嫉妒从哪里来
？If we read in the verse 14, where does the jealousy come from?
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，那抵挡真道。十五节
，15,
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼谋的。十六节
，16，
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。这里讲说这个嫉妒是不是从上头来，不是从神来的。
Envy definitely is not from above, meaning that it is definitely not from God.
因为从神来的是全备的赏赐。
Because coming from God is the fruit of mercy and blessing.
还有美善的恩赐。
Also all the beautiful gifts.
而且神是众光之父，是光明的。
God is the source of light.
所以这个嫉妒是属地的。
Therefore, envy is earthly.
属地，地就是指的属肉体的。
Earth means flesh.
那属情欲的。
Also sensual.
这是不好的。
It is bad.
到最后这个它的来源是从鬼魔来的。
It's a source of origin.The sort of origin is Satan.
所以这个嫉妒本身是来源不好，然后它的结果也不好。
The envy, the source of envy is evil, and the fruit is also evil.
所以在十四节说，心里如果怀着苦毒、嫉妒然后就开始会说谎话，抵挡真道。
Therefore, verse 14 says that, but if you have a bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart,And then you begin to boast and lie.
所以被嫉妒所充满，渐渐我们的生活就会远离真道。
If a person's heart is filled with jealousy, and he will gradually turn his steps away from the Lord.
我们等一下会用很多的圣经的例子来查考。
We'll study several cases in as reference.
那到最后啊，这个嫉妒带给人就是扰乱，还有各样的坏事。
Jealousy, the fruit of jealousy would result confusion and every evil thing.
这个扰乱就是在人际之间，在教会里面。
Confusion, happens in the church.
坏事就对人没有报，没有造就。
The evil things are those things, would do no good to man.
好，我们来看第二点哈。
Let's read. Let's study the second point of the second consequence.
说这个嫉妒使人失去内心的平安跟喜乐。
Jealousy will cause us to lose our peace and joy.
好，请看箴言十四章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言的十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
三十节
，verse 30，
我心中安静的是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中朽烂。这个骨头是里面的，看不见的。
Bones, technically cannot be seen from outside.
那这个嫉妒会让人骨头朽烂。
But envy is rottenness to the bones.
这个嫉妒带给人的这种损坏是从里面看不见的开始。
Therefore, a consequence of envy, is from inside, is more inward.
本来一个人
more internal.
本来一个人这充满着喜乐，也就活得很平安。
When a person live in a very joyful life in the beginning,
那现在忽然嫉妒进到内心里面。
But later on, jealousy or envy started to enter his heart.
那个嫉妒就越来越大，最后你心中那个平安平静啊，那种喜乐也没有了。
Envy just like a bad shell began to expand. The person gradually lose the joy and happiness in his heart.
平安喜乐是从神来的。
Peace and joy are from God.
嫉妒是肉体的。
Envy is flesh.
所以如果没有谨慎，这个嫉妒一开始进来，我们就渐渐偏向属肉体的，那神就离开了。
When envy begins to occupy a person's mind, he will gradually turn away from the Lord and more towards the flesh.
那神一离开，心中就没有平安，就没有喜乐。
When a person has no God in his heart, he will have no peace and joy at all.
嫉妒对一个人内心来讲啊，没有益处的。
That's the consequence of jealousy, will result negative, impact.
首先我们来看这个扫罗的例子。
Saul is a very typical person.
撒母耳记上十八章。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的十八章。
Chapter 18.
第六节。
Verse 6.
撒母耳记上第八章的十八章的第六节。
Samuel chapter 18 verse 6.
大卫打死了那非利士人。从众人回来的时候，妇女从以色列的各城出来，欢欢喜喜的打鼓集庆，唱歌跳舞迎接扫罗王。第七节
Verse 7.
众妇女舞道唱歌说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。大卫他打死了这个哥利亚。
After David killed Goliath,
全国很高兴啊。
It was really a joy to the people.
所以特别是一些妇女哦，就是唱歌跳舞打鼓啊，来欢迎扫罗王。
Especially the women sang songs, play musical instruments with tambourines to welcome the king.
那个时候扫罗是王，大卫只是一个小孩子。
At that time, Saul was still the sovereign, and David was only a little boy.
那这些妇女就开始说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
So the women sang and as they danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000.
事实上大卫的功劳是比扫罗大。
Of course, David has a better credit than Saul.
因为哥利亚是他把他杀掉了。
He killed Goliath.
但是当这个妇女这样赞美的时候。
When those women were praising David.
第八节这个扫罗就不高兴了。
As we may find in verse 8, Saul was very angry.
他就不喜欢这样话。
And he disliked to hear such kind of words.
就将万万归给大卫，千千归给我，只剩下王位没有给他。
They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. Now what more can be have but the kingdom?
所以从这一天开始，这个扫罗就被嫉妒所充满。
So since that day, since that moment, Saul was filled with jealousy and or envy.
很嫉妒大卫，而且被怒气所充满。
He envied David, and he was filled with anger and wrath.
然后因为这个样子啊，这个魔灵就侵进来了。
Due to the jealousy, the evil spirit began to enter his heart.
然后这个扫罗就想要用很多的方法要杀大卫，要对付他。
Later on, we learned that Saul tried to use various ways to kill David.
真的，雅各书里面讲的很对啊，人心中如果充满嫉妒啊，人生活就会偏离真道。
It's very true, stated in the Bible, in the book of James, that when the person is filled with jealousy, and he will move away from the Lord.
所以这个哥利亚被杀掉，应该是大家都很高兴才对。
The death of Goliath, is a common joy.
特别是扫罗当王，一个大患被除掉，应该特别高兴才对。
Especially to Saul, the removal of a very great enemy, is actually the common joy.To be shared by every people in present in his kingdom.
但是因为扫罗被嫉妒所充满，所以他根本就没有喜乐。
Unfortunately, Saul was filled with jealousy. He has no joy.
就因为这个哥利亚被杀掉以后，反而因为这样，他渐渐就进到罪里面去了。
It was because of this incident. He gradually entered into the trap of sin. Fell into the trap of sin.
他要追杀神的死。追杀这个大卫。
He wanted to kill David.
这个已经不对了。
And this was a wrongdoing.
所以这个嫉妒真的是会带最后带给人各样的坏事。
The consequence of jealousy will result hatred.
那这件事情也让我们知道这个我们人的讲话要很谨慎。
So this incident reminds us that man has to be very cautious in his speech.
这个圣经说人的赞美是试炼人。
The praise of a person will actually serve as a trial.
我们赞美一个人，这试炼这一个人。
When we try to praise a person, it's actually giving him a trial.
但是如果我们在众人之间赞美这一个人，是试炼其他的人。
If we praise a person in front of the others,It's also a trial to the others.
为什么试炼其他的人？
Why it is a trial to the others?
因为你赞美特别一个人，你让这个人突出。
If you try to praise a person, you try to absorb him.
那你让一个人突出之后，那其他的人内心会有什么感受？
If a person has become so outstanding, and what is the feeling of the others?
很可能就跟扫罗一样。
And they may have the same reaction.Like Saul.
所以如果真的要鼓励人，大概私下比较好。如果你要特别要针对一个人私下鼓励。
If we want to encourage a person, it's better to do it in private.
但如果要公众鼓励，就鼓励大家。
If we want to make an encouragement in front of everyone, and the encouragement should be given to everybody, not just to praise a person.
我们在教会里面，如果要提见证，要提人名，大部分都是已经离世的。
So in our church, when we try to mention names in the testimony, in most of the cases are those who have passed away.
因为如果我们在提见证要活着的人，你特别提一个人啊的人名。
In our testimony, if a living person is mentioned in our testimony,
即使这个人很属灵。
Even this person is very spiritual.
但是你名字把他提出来，你一高抬之后，其他人跌倒了。
Once a name is mentioned, you try to assault a person and could become the stumbling block of the others.
为什么他只提他不提我？
Why only his name is mentioned and my name is not mentioned?
那心中就充满不舒服的感觉。
And he feel very uncomfortable. He will be very displeased.
那就是嫉妒啊。
And this is the consequence of jealousy.
那这是属地、属情欲、属鬼谋的。
It is early. It is flesh.It's demonic.
所以我们看到扫罗这个例子其实间接上是这些妇女造成的。
So when we study the incident of Saul, was indirectly caused by those women who praise him.
但是最重要还是扫罗本身呢，灵性有问题。
And of course, the spirituality of Saul, is a problem.
所以应该很高兴的时刻，敌人杀掉败掉了，他反而被仇恨被 痛苦、恼恨、嫉妒所充满。
It's supposed to be a very joyous moment, especially the enemy who threatened the country was destroyed. Instead, Saul was filled of jealousy.
所以这个破坏力很大。
It is a very, very severe damage.
第二个例子就是米利安。
The second case was Miriam.
米利安跟摩西是什么关系？
Well, what's the relationship between Miriam and Moses?
兄弟姐妹的关系。
And they were a sister and brother.
世界上什么样的人不会嫉妒？
What kind of person will not jealous the others?
大概是父母对子女不会嫉妒。
Perhaps parents will not jealous their own children.
老师对学生大概以前的老师大概不会，现在我不知道。老师对学生大概也不会。
In the olden times, perhaps a teacher will not jealous will not jealous the success of his or her students.
那夫妻会不会嫉妒？
How about husband and wife?
如果真的很恩爱像一体，大概不会。
If a husband and wife really can be like one body, they should not jealous each other.
但是如果不是哦，只是一种 partner， 像生意的伙伴，这个会的。
However, if the attitude between husband and wife are like partners, and they may
特别如果太太能力比较强
especially the wife is more capable, has a better success than her husband.
那每一次
and probably he will.
每一次工作回家就报好消息
and every time she returns home and begin to report her success at work.
那这对先生灵性是一个考验
and actually becomea trial to her husband.
会不会因为这样嫉妒？
Whether it will result the jealousy of a husband.
所以这个真的很少数的人能够共享成果而不会嫉妒。
It's in very, very rare situation, people will truly enjoy the success of the others and do not result any jealousy.
连兄弟姐妹也会。
Even among the sibling.
请看民数记十二章。
Let's read Numbers chapter 12.
民数记的十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
摩西娶的古实女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦，因为他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他。第二节。
Verse 2.
说难道神单单与摩西说话，也不与我们说话吗？这话神听见了。第三节。
Verse 3.
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。第四节。
Verse 4.
说神忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利安说，你们这个三人都出来到会幕那里，他们三个人就出来。那神在云中降临，站在会幕，并召亚伦和米利安两个人出来。第六节。
Verse 6.
神说，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我神必在异象中他们显现，异梦与他们说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他在我的全家全然尽忠，我要与他面对面的说话，乃是明说，不是谜语，并他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为什么不怕呢？神就向他们两个人发怒。这一讲米利暗毁谤摩西。
Miriam started to criticize Moses.
那圣经说是因为他娶的古实的女子。
Because he married an Ethiopian woman.
但是我们仔细看起来是因为神跟摩西一直讲话，米利暗受不了，借着机会一个把柄来毁谤他。
If we study in greater detail, we learn that it was because Lord always communicated with Moses, resulting the jealousy of Miriam.
结果
using that as an excuse.
就是米利暗心中充满着嫉妒。
In other words, the heart of Miriam was full of jealousy.
同样是兄弟，为什么神只跟你讲话，不跟我讲话？
And they are both siblings. Why God? I'm your sister. Why God only spoke to you but not speaking to me?
所以摩西、亚伦、米利暗，这个都是当时的先知以色列民的领导者。
Miriam, Aaron, and Moses, they are all the religious leader of the Israelites.
但一个人特别蒙神重用。
But Moses was especially utilized by the Lord.
那其他的人觉得很难过。
And the others are very displeased, are very unhappy.
然后就讲话来毁谤。
They began to say words criticizing Moses.
那后来这个米利暗就长大麻风。
Later on, Miriam suffered from leprosy.
我们看这个十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
说神对摩西说，他父亲若吐唾沫在他脸上，他岂比蒙羞七天吗？现在把他关在营外七天。 哦，所以米利安长大麻风了，被关到营外七天。
After Miriam suffered from leprosy, she was isolated from the camp for 7 days.
那十五节说，于是百姓这七天百姓没有行路。
The Bible says that in those 7 days, people did not journey.
就在旷野就定在那里不会动了。
They were camped in the wilderness for 7 days.
所以这个教会里面如果有嫉妒的存在啊，就停在那里不会进步。
If a church has jealousy, it will not be able to advance.
啊，特别是在这个领导阶层。
Especially among the church leaders.
如果里面有嫉妒，一个恩赐特别大，或者工作特别有果效，引起嫉妒那教会就停在那。
If there was jealousy among the church workers, for instance, if a person has outstanding result in his work, and the church will not make any progress.
所以这不只是个人长大麻风里，这包括整个以色列百姓不会动。
Not only the Miriam suffered from leprosy and resulted the entire Israelites without any advancement in the journey.
所以我们到最后发现，真的灵性很重要，灵修。
Therefore, this reminds us that spiritual cultivation is very essential.
那第三个就是该隐。
The third character was Cain.
我们早上有提到该隐献祭不蒙悦纳。
We discussed about Cain in the morning. His offering or his sacrifice was not accepted by the Lord.
然后亚伯献祭神就悦纳。
But Abel's offering was accepted by the Lord.
那这个该隐呢就嫉妒了。
Then a king started to envy his brother.
生气了，就开始后来就把他杀掉。
He became angry and finally killed his own brother.
好，那下面就是讲到就是法利赛人。
Another type of characters were the Pharisees.
关于这个该隐跟亚伯的献祭，对我们来讲是什么意思？
Let's just talk about the sacrifices of Cain and Abel.
就这个献祭就指着我们服侍神。
Their offerings means that our service to the Lord.
服侍神如果是真的出于信心，这是神所悦纳的。
If we serve the Lord with good faith, it will be accepted.
好像这个该亚伯选最好的，因为这是要献给神。
Just like Abel used the best to offer to the Lord.And was accepted.
那该隐就是地的出产就随便出来应付应付。
But Cain did not use the first fruit. He didn't use the best to sacrifice, and it was not accepted.
所以圣经里面才讲说，亚伯献的比该隐更美。
Therefore, the Bible says that the offering of Abel was far more better than Cain.
因为亚伯是用信心在献。
Because Abel offered with faith.
相信我这是献给神的，所以我要找最好的。
He believed that he felt that in his offering he should always use the best. Not therefore his offering was accepted.
希伯来书十一章里面我们可以看出来，该隐不是用信心献的。
But in the episode of Hebrews we learned that Cain didn't offer with good faith.
那什么叫做不是用信心献
？What does that mean? He didn't offer with faith.
同样兄弟啊，亚伯献，我怎么可以不献？
He has the thought that Abel has already made this offering, and I should too.
所以该隐献不是因为他相信神，是因为看到亚伯献跟着去的。
And Cain didn't offer with a good motivation, just simply try to follow his brother.
我们今天在服侍神也是一样。
When we serve the Lord, we should have a correct attitude.
如果我们所做的都是因为我相信神我出于信心来服侍神做的，这个是蒙悦纳。
If our offering or our service to the Lord is with a good motivation and with a strong faith, then our offering or our service will be accepted.
但是如果我们的服侍是因为不得已的，
and if our service is not, if we don't do this spontaneously or willingly,
那大家都做，我都不做，不好意思。
It's because the other people's already done the job, and I have to.
那个原因是我们自己，而不是我们对神的信心。
It is not because our faith to the Lord.
那这个献祭就是该隐的献祭。
And that kind of offering or the service provided is like the attitude of Cain.
表面我们也在服侍。
It seems that we are serving the Lord.
事实上，这不是从信心出来。
But it is not from our own faith.
在神面前，这不并不是美的。
It's not from our own will, not our will, and it is not a beautiful thing.
所以这个该隐呢，对亚伯的献祭蒙神悦纳，他就觉得不好，不爽。
Therefore, the offering of Cain was not accepted by the Lord.
我们看下一个就是法利赛。
Now let's study the Pharisees.
马可福音的十五章。
Mark chapter 15.
马可福音的十五章。
Mark chapter 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
马可十五章的第十节。
Mark chapter 15, verse 10.
第八节开始哈。众人上去求巡抚照常例给他们办。第九节。
Verse 9.
比拉多说，你们要我释放犹大的王给你们吗？他原晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解来的。为什么他们要把主耶稣钉十字架？
Why the Pharisees crucify the Lord Jesus Christ?
到最后给我们一个答案了。
And that is an answer.
是因为他们嫉妒，所以才把耶稣解来。
It is due to their envy that they captured the Lord Jesus Christ and was sent and sent him to Pilate.
那为什么会嫉妒主耶稣？
Why the Pharisees envied Lord Jesus Christ?
因为主耶稣从传道的第一天啊，圣经说他就带有权柄。
Since the very first day of evangelism, Jesus Christ came with power.
有权柄医病，有权柄赶鬼。
He has power and authority to heal and also to cast out demons.
讲道有权柄。
He has a very powerful sermon speaker.
会扎入人的心。
And his words can deeply root into the hearts of the listeners.
所以主耶稣吸引很多人。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ bring a lot of people, attract a lot of audiences.
那对当时这个犹太教的这个犹太教的这文士法利赛人。
And to the leaders of the Judaism, Pharisees, or the scribes.
这相当不好受。
And they are very displeased.
所以他们被嫉妒所充满，因此觉得把主耶稣杀掉就没有问题。
Therefore, their heart is full of envy, and they want to kill the Lord.
所以你看，宗教领袖捧着圣经啊，应该是一个最虔诚的人才对。
A religious leaders carry the Holy Scripture should be a very faithful and a humble person.
但是如果不是很谨慎，嫉妒一进去啊，这个做的事情还是会走歪路。
Even a religious leader.If he is not cautious, and he could astray from the right track.
最后把一个没有罪的耶稣钉在十字架上。
And at the end, they crucifies a blameless person, a sinless person on the cross.
所以这个嫉妒真的是一个坏事的根源。
And envy is the source of is an evil root.
耶稣被杀就是因为出于一批人的嫉妒。
The crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ is due to jealousy.
我们再看约瑟。
Let's study another case, Joseph.
请看约瑟这是亲兄弟之间呢。
And among his own sibling.
路加福音第七章，使徒行传第七章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第七章的第九节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 9.
这里说先祖嫉妒约瑟把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在。先祖就是约瑟的这些兄弟啊，嫉妒约瑟。
The patriarchs referred to the brothers of Joseph.
那为什么会嫉妒约瑟？
Why they envy him?
因为他的爸爸偏爱他。
It was because their father loved Joseph more than the others.
所以给约瑟特别一件彩衣。
He prepared a colorful cloth for Joseph.
那这个是爸爸的错，约瑟本身没有错。
Joseph was innocent.
但是兄弟就是被嫉妒充满。
But his sibling, his brothers was full of jealousy.
打算把约瑟杀掉了，那父亲对我们的爱就全部公平了。
They wanted to kill Joseph so they could receive the equal love from the father.
那我们当过父母都会有一个感觉。
As parents.We have the same feeling.
当你生第一个孩子
when you begot the first child, the firstborn child,
这个第一个孩子享受你全部的爱。
Of course, he received the total love from you.
但是当你生第二个孩子
but when you have a second child,
那因为你第二个还刚生下来，所有注意力都给第二个孩子。
You pay more attention to the second child.
你如果仔细看到第一个孩子会嫉妒的。
And you may notice that the first child, will begin to envy.
特别是他到了三四岁以后，他知道了，他会感受，他会嫉妒的。
Especially when he begin to learn things, you'll be able to sense things, and you will begin to realize that he started to jealous.
所以有时候这个父母要很谨慎，我们在这个小孩子的面前啊，要做到很公平，不要偏爱。
Therefore, parents ought to be very cautious.And have to show, have to be very unbiased.
那有时候我们听人会问小孩子，哎，你爸爸特别喜欢你还是喜欢谁？这个问真的有问题。
Therefore, we should try to avoid asking question to a child that, especially he has a sibling. Does your father or mother love you better than the others?
因为你要在他的家庭制造纷争啊。
You are going to cause confusion in his family.
你爸爸是不是特别爱你？
Therefore, you should try to ask the question, does your parent love you better? Love you more?
约瑟被出卖了，就是因为他爸爸偏爱兄弟的嫉妒。
It was because Joseph's father loved him more than the others that caused jealousy.
那当然现在的不会不把兄弟卖掉了，但是如果你这个你的孩子里面充满嫉妒，家庭就不和睦，你常常会吵。
And of course, in the modern times, you will not see the case of Joseph, like Joseph's brother who sold Joseph to the stranger. Still, jealousy could happen in your family if the parents do not treat their own children carefully.
那下面就是哈曼哈。
Another case is Haman.
我们再进入第四个。
Now let's study the fourth point, the first consequence.
嫉妒会使教会分裂的。
Jealousy will cause conflicts in the church.
请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3. The first episode of Corinthians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只是把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩。第二节。
Verse 2.
我是用来喂你们的，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。第三节。
Verse 3.
你们是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。保罗说这个哥林多教会啊，虽然呢、知识口才都全备，但是还是属肉体的。
Paul mentioned about Corinthians. Although they are very highly educated, they are eloquent in speech, yet there are still envy, jealousies, and strife and divisions among them.
因为他里面有人说我属保罗，我属亚波罗。
Because someone claimed that I belong to Paul. Someone say that claimed that they belong to Apollo.
我属彼得。
Or I belong to Peter.
这些工人都很有恩赐。
All these workers are very gifted or talented.
但是他们恩赐不一样。
But they have different gift.
所以每一个人要欣赏不同的恩赐。
So everyone has different gift.
所以说我属这个，我属那个。
And therefore they appreciate different person, they praise different people.
因此就产生嫉妒跟纷争。
And that result envy, strife and divisions.
那保罗就告诉他了。
Therefore, Paul told them,
他说我保罗没有为你们牺牲啊，流血啊。
He said, I did not die for you. I was not crucified for you.
所以我们在这个教会里面呢，要知道恩赐不一样，有时候不能够比较。
Therefore, we have to understand that in the church, believers have different gifts, so we cannot compare. We should not compare with each other.
比方说，你五个手指拿起来也不一样。
But take a look of your five fingers.
你看那个戴戒指的都是固定一个。
We always now you put the ring on a particular finger.
那你不能说大手指嫉妒，为什么不戴在我上面
？And the thumb
不好看。
And the thumb shouldn't envy the fourth finger. Why you put the wedding ring? Why do you put the wedding ring on me?
或者说你要去这个 mall 里面买东西。
Or if you go to If you go shopping in the mall,
脚走得很酸，就是埋怨了，为什么手你不走
？And the legs, I've been walking a lot, I'm very tired, and the legs shouldn't complain that complain to the hands that why did you walk?
因为功能不一样。
Because each member has different function.
那你如果倒过来两手脚两个脚翘到天上去，这不是怪吗？
If you walk in your hands, that looks so weird.
因为这个造的功能不一样。
Because God's made man, make man with different functions, and given different functions to different members.
所以有时候我们在用这个角度来想。
So if we try to view it from a different point of angle,
那神给我们的不同的恩赐，有不同的功用。
And in the church, every member is gifted differently.
那你就不会就觉得说别人发挥他的长处、他的恩赐的时候，我们觉得很难受，因为每一个人神给他的功用不一样。
And everyone will use his gift differently, and we should not envy the others.
下面嫉妒是损人不利己，使神与人隔离。
And jealousy does no good to himself, and also will cause damage to the others.
那我们要如何来消除这个嫉妒？
And how are we going to remove jealousy from our heart?
第一个，
firstly,
说爱心。
And we must have love.
哥林多前书十三章里面说，爱是不嫉妒的。
In the Bible, in 1 Corinthians says that love.Has no jealousy, doesn't envy.
所以很简单，一被神爱充满的人，我们会因为别人的强处而高兴。
So when we are filled with the love of Christ, if we see the others better than us, and we will enjoy. 好像 we have joy in our heart.
好像父母看到子女比自己成就更大，父母非常的欣慰。
Just like when the parents notice that children have better success, and they will rejoice.
因为这里面有爱的存在。
It is because love.That's love among them.
所以嫉妒的存在就是一个指示，说我们里面缺乏爱。
So when a person has jealousy in his mind, indicating that he has no love in his heart.
我们没有办法跟他同享他的成果。
We cannot rejoice or share the joy with the others when they have success.
那教会如果是一个身体。
If a church is the body,
教会应该有相同的感觉。
And the church, that the members in the church should have the same feeling.
一个人有成就。
When a person has a success,
我们大家有一个感觉，觉得很高兴。
And everybody should rejoice and share the joy with him.
这个叫做一个身体。
This means we all belong to the same body.
那这个身体就从爱联合起来了。
And this body is joined with love.
所以第一个我们要消除嫉妒最好的方法，就是要常常被爱所充满。
The best way to prevent jealousy is to be filled with love always.
第二个，
the second,
我们要求神赐给我们广大的心。
We ought to ask the Lord to give us a broad heart and mind.
这个人的心如果狭小，容易嫉妒。
If a person has a narrow mind, he will have jealousy very easily.
圣经里面说，所罗门有广大的心。
The Bible says that Solomon, King Solomon, has a broad heart and mind.
心胸宽阔。
He has a very open heart.
这个人就不会去嫉妒人。
And he will not envy the others.
摩西也是一样，心胸开阔。
Moses also has a very open heart, very broad heart and mind.
我们看民数记的十一章。
Let's refer to Numbers.
民数记的十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们从二十六节看。
Let's read from verse 26.
但有两个人仍在营里，一个名叫做伊利达，一个名叫做米达。他们本是在那些被掳的人中，却没有到会幕那里去。灵停在他们身上，他们就在营里面说预言。二十七节。
Verse 27.
有个少年人跑去告诉摩西说：“伊利达、米达在营里说预言。”二十八节。
28.
摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚，就是摩西所拣选的一个人，说：“请我主摩西禁止他们。”二十九节。
29.
摩西对他说：“你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？唯愿神的百姓都受感说话，愿神把他的灵降在你们身上。”三十节。
30.
于是摩西和以色列长老都回到营里面去。这里讲说有两个人受感说话。
There were two men moved by the Spirit to prophesy.
那这个摩西拣选这个少年的约书亚，就告诉摩西说：“请我把他容许我把他禁止。”
So Joshua reported.
请摩西把他禁止。
Reported to Moses to forbid them.
为什么
？Why？
因为只有你才可以说预言呢。他们两个说预言呢。
In Joshua's mind, Moses was the only prophet.
那两个说预言呢、啊，大家会也会尊重他们，不行的。
Because the others, the nation will also respect them. So Moses should forbid them.
所以二十九节，摩西说：“你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？”
Thus in verse 29, Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake?"
我希望每一个人都受感说话。
And I wish everybody can prophesy.
每一个人都有这个恩赐。
And I wish everybody can have the gift.
所以摩西的心很广阔。
So Moses has a very broad mind.
为了让百姓得到造就，越多人得恩赐越好。
In order to edify everybody, the more the prophets, more better.
我们要求神给我们，如果你常常会有这个酸酸的感觉啊，对人有嫉妒，求神给我们广阔的心。
If a person always like to jealous the others, he should ask the Lord to give him a broad or open mind. Open
heart. 每一个人都是得神的恩典。
So everyone can receive the gift from the Lord.
在神的恩典下来享受神的爱。
And then everybody can enjoy the love of Christ.
下面一个就是要求灵的更新。
Another point we should bear in mind is pray for renewal of the spirit.
人心灵更新，有主的样式，就不容易会嫉妒别人。
If a person is renewed by the spirit of the Lord, and he will act like Christ, and he will not have jealousy.
因为嫉妒是不是属神的
？Because jealousy is not godly.
好，那第四个
，the fourth point，
要学习隐藏自己。
A person should learn to hide himself.
我们都就听过一句话：猪怕肥，人怕出名。
The persons becomes too popular and will cause some negative impact.
那个要杀猪的人到猪窑里面看，那个也瘦瘦，那个也瘦瘦，就过去了。啊，这只特别肥，要抓出来宰。
So when a pig is to be slaughtered, of course the fattest one will be chosen.
那人就是怕出名。
If a person has become too popular, become too famous,
树大就招风了。
Therefore, when the person has become is too famous, and he will cause there will be problems.
但是人就是常常想要变肥猪啊，想希望出名。
A person always try to exalt himself, try to make himself famous.
把自己的这个长处，把自己的优点呢，尽量暴露。
And try to show off himself.
这不好。
And it is a bad deed, bad motivation.
对自己对别人都不好。
And it is bad for himself and also bad to the others.
请看马可福音第七章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 7.
马可第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去，进了一家不愿意人知道却隐藏不住。这里讲说主耶稣不愿意人知道。
In verse 24, Jesus Christ entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden.
啊，就主耶稣常常行了神迹以后，他都告诉人，不可以告诉人。
And we are discovering the Bibles that in numerous places after Jesus Christ performed a miracle, he told the others not to mention his name.
他不要这些名。
He doesn't want to be populated.
他希望隐藏。
He wants to hide himself.
好，我们看箴言。
Let's refer to Proverbs.
箴言十二章
，verse chapter 12.
十二章的二十三节
，verse 23.
好，说通达人隐藏知识，愚昧人心彰显愚昧。这里说通达的人何能隐藏
？A prudent man conceals knowledge.
真的聪明的人啊，自己的长处、自己的优点、自己的成就，懂得隐藏。
A wise man or the prudent man conceals his success or his intelligence.
这可以消除人的嫉妒，消除在社会上的阻力。
And this can prevent a jealousy.
所以这也是一个属灵的操练。
It is also a spiritual training or cultivation.
那最后就是我们要避免嫉妒啊，所以我们不要在公开的场合称赞少数人。
Therefore,
特定一个人
do not give praises too often, especially in front of the others.
如果我们要鼓励在公众就是鼓励众人。
If we want to encourage in public or in front of others, the encouragement should be given to everyone.
如果我们要拿好的模范让大家效法，最好不要提名。
If we want to mention the role model, it is better not to mention any name.
如果要提名，应该是已经离世的。
if a person, if a name is to be mentioned, it's better to mention a person who has passed away.
那这样啊，对大家有造就，但是又不会发生问题。
And it will be very beneficial, and it will not cause jealousy.
所以这个嫉妒啊，这是致命的罪。
Therefore, a jealousy is another deadly sin.
我们需要好好来对付。
And we should try to overcome the jealousy.